请我们翻到启示录第三章。
Can we turn to Revelation chapter 3?
第一节。
First one.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，按名你是活的，其实是死的。
To the angel of the church in Sardis write, he who has the seven spirits of God and seven stars says this,I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为，在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which are about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God.
我们知道这里的撒迪教会，从预言的角度来讲，乃是应验在。就是从马丁路德开始那个整个主圣恢复的工作来说的。
So we know that the Sardis Church prophetically refers to the work that the Lord began through Martin Luther.
简单来说，就是改革运动以后的教会。
Simply speaking, is the church after the reform.
因为推亚推拉乃是指着黑暗中的教会。
Because Thyatira refers to the church in darkness.
所以得胜者的赏赐是晨星。
So the overcomers.Reward is the morning star.
那早晨的星是在，天亮以前最黑暗的时候出现的。
So the morning star appears when it's the darkest night.
所以感谢主，这就证明说马丁路德他们得着这个晨星，那么就把曙光就带给了这个星。
Thank the Lord that the Martin Luther and others received this morning light and then brought light to others.
所以十六纪以后，教会的光景就是撒迪所告诉我们。
After 16th century, the condition of the church is that described in the
Sardis. 现在谁对他们说话呢
？So who spoke to them?
有神的七灵。
It was the seven spirits of the Lord.
所以有神的七灵的那一位。
The seven spirits of God.
还有七星，七星代表神的见证。
He who also has the seven stars speaks of testimony.
这位主他拥有神的七灵。
This a Lord has the seven spirits.
他也拥有神的见证。
He also has a testimony.
他对于撒迪有话要说。
He speaks to the church in Sardis.
按名你是活的，其实死的。
In name you are alive, yet you are dead.
改革运动连世界都知道。
Now the Reformation, even the whole world knew about it.
世界，我们知道改革运动是最有名的。
Now Reformation was known worldwide.
但是圣灵是专，不是问有没有名，圣灵是问有没有生命。
The Holy Spirit is asking whether it's not whether it's famous, but whether it has life.
一个运动可以有名，但是可以失去生命。
A movement can have fame, but not life.
所以主说你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的。
That's why the Lord said you ought to keep that which you have.
因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Because none, not found your deeds completed in the sight of my
God. 那怎么样能完全呢？
How can you be completed?
下面有路的。
There is a way.
主就告诉他们你应该怎么样能够完全。
So how do you become complete?
马丁路德和这些改革者们他们开了个非常美丽的头。
Martin Luther and others had a great start.
现在主要告诉他们怎么样能够达到最完全的地步。
Now the Lord wanted to explain how would they achieve perfection.
所以第一他们要回想你是怎样领受怎样听见又遵守并且悔改。
First they have to remember what they have received and heard and keep it and repent.
你要完全吗你要回想。
If you want to be completed, you have to rethink back.
你要回到起初。
You have to return to the beginning.
当初神怎么说的？
What did the Lord say in the beginning?
那么，然后下面告诉我们说第四节。然而，在撒迪有还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的。
But you have a few people in Sardis that have not soiled their garments.
他们要穿白衣与我同行。
And they will be in white with me.
因为他们是配得过的。
For they are worthy.
所以现在主要呼召人与他同行。
So now the Lord is calling those who will walk with him.
他们穿白衣。
They wear white garments.
他们拒绝所有肉体的污染。
They reject all of the pollution of the flesh.
他们也拒绝世界的污染。
They reject the pollution of the world.
那么这个就是撒迪的圣者。
These are the overcomers in Sardis.
所以主就呼召的圣者。
So the Lord called the overcomers.
借着他们能够把教会带到完全的。
Through them can bring the works of the church to completion.
好，现在我们就开始了后面的故事。
Now we start the story after this.
我们看见主在德国、在瑞典、在丹麦、在 还有挪威做了奇妙的工作。
We see how the Lord did a great work in Germany, Sweden, Norway, and Denmark.
他们得到了卢德的帮助。
They were helped by Martin Luther.
他们真是回到神旨意的中心。
They really returned to the center of the will of God.
虽然有人称他们做路德会。
Even though many people call them the Lutherans,
但路德非常不喜欢。
But Martin Luther didn't like that.
他觉得不应该这样做。
He felt he shouldn't do that.
这明明是基督的教会。
This is the Church of Christ.
然后呢，在法在法国，在瑞士，还有在荷兰。
Now and then in France and Switzerland and Holland.
尤其在法国，虽然是在天主教大环境底下。
Especially in France under the influence of the Roman Catholic.
结果你看见说神借着加尔文带给他们很大的祝福。
Through John Calvin, God brought much blessing to them.
后来呢，我们知道那些受逼迫的在日内瓦得了帮助，像 John Knox、约翰诺斯回到苏格兰的时候。
For those who were persecuted in Switzerland as they returned to Scotland, John Knox,
他让整个苏格兰转向。
He allowed the whole of Scotland to turn around.
神实在听他的祷告。
God heard his prayer.
那么然后呢，借着后来的这个移民到美国。
So then through the migration to the United States.
所以你看见说这些得着加尔文帮助的人。
Those who were helped by Calvin.
所以在美国跟随加尔文的人，我们都称他做长老。
So in the U.S., those who are followers of Calvin are the Presbyterian Church.
所以现在你看见神在各地都做了这样的。
So you see that the work that the Lord did in all these places.
其实圣灵可以做更深工。
Actually, the Holy Spirit could have done a deeper work.
但是很可惜的人拦阻。使人的肉体拦阻了神继续的工作。
But the shame was that the flesh of man restricted the work of God.
眼看着这个改革的旋风要席卷整个的世界。
As you saw, the reform was going to influence the whole world.
全世界带来曙光不是完全不可能的。
For there to be light in the whole world is not impossible.
但你可以想象的，黑暗的势力一定要反扑。
But you could imagine that the powers of darkness was going to react.
是呀，没有多久以后，果然。反扑了
and they indeed reacted.
那就是所谓反改革运动 anti-reformation.
And then there was the work of the anti-reformation.
接着一般很有学问的人就是耶稣会的人
So through some very scholarly people, the Jesuits.
所以一面我们知道的的确确教会有了很多的改革
On the one hand, the church had much reformation.
但另一面从此以后他们认为说所有跟随加尔文的人跟随马丁路的人通通是异端的人
So from thence on, they believed that anybody that followed Luther or Calvin were heretics.
那么只有罗马天主教乃是神的教会。
Only the Roman Catholic Church was the Church of Christ.
而且教皇是不会错误的。
And the Pope could not be wrong.
所以你看你的按理来讲而且卖赎罪券是对的。
And selling indulgences was correct.
他们开了好几十年的会。
And they had many meetings for many years.
我们知道说在意大利有个地方叫 Trent, 他们开了好几年的会。
In Italy and Trent, they had many meetings.
本来天主教没有系统神学的。
Now, Roman Catholicism did not have a systematic theology.
现在他们有了。
Now they did.
他们有一套的理论，有一套的思想，告诉他们的信众说。这个就是圣经里面的真理。
They had a theology that told people what was the Bible teaching.
所以那个福音的旋风啊，到一个地方就停住了。
So then the whirlwind of the gospel stopped.
所以意大利还是原来的。
Italy remained as it was.
原封不动的。
Untouched.
西班牙是如此。
Spain stayed the same.
法国也是。
France stayed the same.
后来他们不是发现新大陆吗
？Then they discovered the new land.
所以就带到了什么呢？就带到了今天 Florida， 美国的 Florida。
So、they brought that teaching to Florida.
起头是西班牙统治那一带地方。
Now the Spanish conquered that.
那么 New Orleans 那一带是法国统治他们。
And New Orleans, the French conquered that.
这个是。美国这一带
This is in the US.
到了加拿大以后
When they came to Canada,
你看法国不就是到了那一带吗
Didn't France also go to Canada?
所以今天加拿大有法语的有英语的
So that's why in Canada you have those that speak French
法语的
speak English.
法语的那一段很明显的我们知道只要是法国去的一定是罗马天主教
The French areas, all of them are Roman Catholic.
那不止如此啊
Not only that,
他们也发现了南美洲
They'll discover South America.
结果整个南美都是完全被席卷。
Then all of South America was taken up.
所以现在你才知道说。
Now you know,
全世界有20,000,000+的基督徒。
In the whole world, there's 2 billion Christians.
还有一半
，but half of it
是罗马天主教
，is Roman Catholic.
就像圣经所说
，just like the Bible says.
推啊推拉，一直要维持到主再来。
Thyatira will be kept until the Lord's return.
而且那个势力越来越大。
And the power becomes greater and greater.
虽然有过许多的错误
，even though there are many mistakes in the past.
虽然仍旧有许多的迷信
，and still many superstitions.
但是你看见说
，you see that
它还是能够统治人的心。
It can still conquer people's hearts.
这是谁的错呢
？Whose mistake?
这当然是弟兄姊妹的错。
This is the mistake of the brothers and
sisters. 这就是说，因着我们不够忠心的缘故。
Because we're not faithful enough.
神能够做，但是不能做的那么彻底。
God could do it, but not so complete.
他们最大的敌人不是罗马天主教。
The biggest enemy was not Roman Catholic.
他们最大敌人是他们自己。
The biggest enemies was themselves.
他们不肯舍己。
They were not willing to
deny themselves.
Take up the cross and follow the Lord.
这就是后来的结果。
This is the result.
那么。既然讲了欧洲，也既然讲了美新大陆。
So if you speak of Europe and if you speak of America,
那现在英国的形势非常特别。
The condition of England was special.
因为英国的情形就影响后来影响很大。
Because England had a great influence of later times.
因为后来英国统治了世界。
Because then later on England conquered the world.
所以他有一个帝国叫日不落寞帝国。
They had an empire that the sun never set.
所以你看他们到什么地方就把福音送到什么地方。
Wherever they went, they would send the gospel there.
所以他们属灵的光景到了就把这个光景也带到全世界去。
So then their spiritual condition was also brought to the world.
所以我们在当你读历史的时候。
So when you study history,
德国是重要的。
Germany is important.
欧洲是重要的。
Europe is important.
美国是重要的。
The US is important.
英国非常的重要。
But England is also very important.
那我们要问说
We want to ask,
英国是什么情形呢
What was the condition in England?
那不要忘记
Don't forget,
就在改革的时候
During the time of Reformation,
那英国的情形非常特别英国当然仍旧是在黑暗的范围里
Now of course England was still under darkness
那么所有的王都是属于都是罗马帝国很忠诚的信徒
All the kings were very faithful Roman Catholics
好了，有一天有一个，后来我们在这些英国王里面有一个很有名的王叫亨利八世。
So there was a very famous king. He was called Henry VIII.
亨利八世呢，他娶了个妻子。
He married a wife.
这个妻子呢，不生孩，不生儿子。
And this wife could not bear a son.
他的妻子是谁呢
？Who was his wife?
就是维多利，就是伊丽莎白女王的母亲。
It was the mother of Elizabeth.
我们知道今天美国不是有一个 Virginia 吗
Isn't there a Virginia today?
这个亨利八世的女儿从来没有结婚的。
So the daughter of Henry VIII never got married.
所以她是个 virgin.
So she was a virgin.
所以呢 Virginia 其实就是纪念伊丽莎白女王。
So Virginia is to remember Queen Elizabeth.
这伊丽莎白女王啊她一直在位置几十年。
So Queen Elizabeth, she was in her place for many years.
所以她的影响是很大的。
So she had a great influence.
但是故事呢是从亨利八世开始。
But the story started from Henry VIII.
亨利八世因为没有儿子。
So because Henry had no son.
所以他想再娶。
So he wanted to take.
那么如果再娶的话呢，一定要教皇答应才可以。
So he wanted to remarry. So he needed.The Pope to agree.
但是教皇呢没有说是，也没有说不是。
But the Pope didn't say yes or no.
所以后来亨利八世等不及了。
So Henry VIII couldn't wait.
所以他一定有儿子才能够把王位传下去。
So he wanted to have a son so he could pass on his kingdom.
所以最后他决定，不管你答应不答应，我就是结婚了。
He said, no matter what, I'm going to get married.
那你要怎么能成？你怎么能结婚才是合法呢
？How do you can you marry so that it's legal?
这个唯一解套的办法是这样。
So the only way to do this was this.
从此以后
From that point on,
这个英国整个的国家脱离罗马天主教的统治
so that the whole of England would escape the control of the Roman Catholic
Church 意思就是说整个的英国本来应该整个的国家他所信仰的他的信仰应该就是完全跟着罗马走的
so the whole belief system of England was supposed to follow the Roman Catholic
现在解套的办法是什么呢
but how did he get rid of that
英国仍旧信仰天主教
so England still believed in Roman Catholic
天主教没有改变
not, they still were Catholics
但是我们脱离了罗马的统治罗马教皇的统治
but we want to be delivered from the control of the Pope
所以整个的教会独立起来了
so the whole church became became independent.
那谁是教会的元首呢？
Now who was the head of the church?
那就是英国的英王。
And that was the king of England.
所以我们的英王结果就取代了教皇，就变成了 Church of England， 就是英国国家教会的元首。
So the king then became the head of the Church of England.
那么那个时候呢？
At that time.
那么没有罗马了，是不是？
So you had no Rome anymore.
那么最大的大主教。
So the greatest, biggest cardinal.
那么应该是英国最高的属灵的元首。
And of course, he's the spiritual leader.
政治的元首是英王。
Political is the English king.
但是呢，是谁得来命定那个大主教呢？
So who determined who the biggest cardinal
was? 最属灵那个不叫教皇。
It's the spirit, most spiritual one. He's not the pope.
但他主教府就在 Canterbury.
So he was in Canterbury.
所以你如果到了 Canterbury 这个城的话，那个主教府就在那里。
So if you go to Canterbury,
他的地到 bishop 就在那里。
The seat of the bishop was there.
所以这就像罗马一样。
So he's just like Rome.
你每次讲到罗马
，If you go to Rome,
你知道罗马教一定是罗马。
Roman Catholicism is Rome.
路德会。
Lutheran Church,
Wittenberg. 讲到什么苏格兰教会
Church of Scotland, Edinburgh.
然后讲到这个改革中
and the Reform,
是日内瓦
Geneva.
那么如果你讲的英国不是伦敦，不要弄错了。
But if you speak of England,
不要闹笑话。你讲的英国那个整个宗教的中心是在 Canterbury.
So the center of the religion, Christian world in England is Canterbury.
那谁比较大呢？
Who was the
你看谁命谁任命谁，你就知道谁大了。
So who listens to who? You know who's the most.
所以这个最大的这个大主教谁任命的？是英王们任命的。
So who was the biggest, most important bishop? It was determined by the emperor.
所以这两个领袖就联合起来。
So these two leaders united.
不过还好，那个时候他用的那个大主教很能干。
But it was good that the bishop that he used was very capable.
他就帮忙他解套，帮忙他解决了所有的问题。
So he helped him take care of many problems.
所以这个英王就欠他很多。
So this English king owed him much.
英王现在还是实实足足的罗马天主教。
English king was still a pure Roman Catholic.
还是拜玛利亚。
He worshipped Mary.
还是望弥撒。
He went to mass.
等等等等。
Et cetera, et cetera.
现在他宣布整个。这个英国教会独立了。
He spoke that the English, the Church of England,
表面上
independent,
就独立了，但政治独立了。
But it's independent politically.
但是现在在英国呢，天主教变成国教了。
But now, the Church of England became the state religion.
对，变成国家的宗教。
The state religion.
你明白吗？所以英国的情形是最奇特。
So England was a special situation.
马丁路德是神开始的。
Martin Luther was initiated by God.
加尔文是圣灵开始的。
Calvin was started by the Holy Spirit.
英国你不能说圣灵。
Church of England, you can't say it was started by the
Holy Spirit. 因为一个王，英王他要结婚，所以就开始了 Church of England.
The Church of England was started because someone wanted to get married.
所以你讲到英国国家教会。
When you speak about the Church of England.
你讲的安利干会。
You speak of the Anglican Church.
你不能说他是刚开始，你不能说他是属灵的。
You can't say it was spiritual.
他完全是肉体的。
It's completely of the flesh.
但是不要弄错了。
But don't make mistakes.
有一件事是这样。
But there's one thing that's.
在英王八世亨利八世以前。
But before Henry VIII.
在十四世纪的时候。
In the 14th century.
神在牛津大学兴起一个很有名的人。
God raised an important person, a famous person in Oxford.
他也是天主教徒。
He was Catholic.
他也是天主教的教授。
He was a professor of Catholicism.
他的名字叫做 Wycliffe.
His name was Wycliffe.
他就开他的眼睛。
The Lord opened his eyes.
因信称义。
Justification by faith.
就开他的眼睛。
The Lord opened his
eyes. 圣高圣经是最高的权威。
That the Bible is the highest authority.
教会要顺服在圣经的权威。
The church ought to submit to the authority of the Bible.
所以真正属灵的 Reformation 是从 Wycliffe 开始的。
So the spiritual Reformation started with Wycliffe.
但这只是运动而已。
But this is just a movement.
这个没有后来没有成为一个局面。
It didn't become a situation.
不像路德会。
Not like the Lutheran Church.
不像改革中。
Not like the Reformed Church.
整个都改变了。
They all changed everything.
你看呢，在那个范围里面，你教会不再落在黑暗的情形里面。
In that scope, that the church is no longer in dark.
虽然在我们看见威克利夫做了许多的工作。
Even though Wycliffe did much work.
只是预备而已。
But it just worked in preparation.
我感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
就是因为 Wycliffe 的工作。
Because of the work of Wycliffe.
我刚才所说的帮助英王的那个大主教。
So I want the great bishop that helped the English king.
主给他有个很大的负担。
The Lord gave him a great burden.
虽然英国国家教会表面上是天主教会。
Even the Anglican church outwardly was a Catholic.
因为看见亮光了。
Because he saw a light.
他在主面立的一个心愿。
He had a desire before God.
他要叫整个的英国国家教会转向。
He wanted to change the direction of the state church.
那因为英王欠他很多嘛。
Now because the English king owed him much.
在人情上欠他很多。
He owed him much.
所以这个时候他能够放心去做。
So he dared to go forward and do it.
你们详细我都不去说他了。
I won't go into the details.
但是很可惜呢，没有多久亨利八世就死了。
But unfortunately, Henry VIII died soon after.
那么然后他的儿子做王的时候。
Now when his son became king.
因为儿子还小嘛。
Because his son was young.
所以帮助他儿子都是这些剑桥啊、牛津啊，是第一流的人。
So those who helped him were those from Cambridge and Oxford.
他们已经看见真理亮光。
They already saw the light.
所以你想想看。
So think about it.
他们努力底下。
Under their effort.
他们想改变因为尤其在他们的教育底下，这个英王开始长大了。
So they were under the king was under their own influence.
所以英王当然，如果他受这个教育，他当然整个为着福音的缘故，没有错的。
So if he was under such an education, he'd be willing to work for the gospel.
然后在英国国会里面，他能把握优势。
And in the English Congress, he could have the superior say.
所以你看，你们还是跟政治有关系。
Still has to do with politics.
不过现在呢，这些人呢，能够运用政治的权势来帮助整个的运动往前走。
But they can use the political powers to move forward this movement.
但是很可惜啊。
But it's a shame.
这个亨利王八世儿子很快就死了。
Henry VIII's son died soon as well.
他没有儿子。
He didn't have a son.
那怎么办呢？
What did he do?
结果亨利八世另外一个女儿叫玛丽就起来了。
So then another daughter of Henry VIII, Mary, rose up.
这个没有想到玛丽啊，她是实实足足最信于罗马天主教的。
Didn't imagine that Mary was completely faithful to Roman Catholicism.
你看现在她跑到上面来了，对不对？
Now she came to the top.
所以她当然第一个就把亨利八世所喜欢的那个大主教就把他废掉了。
So she got rid of the bishop that queen that the king really liked.
而且把他处死。
And then put him to death.
当他要为主寻道以前。
When he was before he was going to be martyred for the Lord.
你知道吗？结果要他后悔，要他悔改，要他撤回他所有的。
Wanted him to repent.
那么到最后他软弱了。
And he became weak.
结果他就撤回了。
He fell and he retracted what he said.
这个英王玛丽还是要他死。
But the Queen Mary still wanted him to die.
所以等到最后为主寻道的时候。
When he was going to be finally martyred.
他让火烧他的手。
So the fire burned his hand.
他说我要火来烧我的手，因为我这个手背叛我的主。
He said, I want the fire to burn my hand because my hand betrayed my Lord.
所以最后他的见证还是为主做了美好的见证。
So his testimony was still that he was martyred for the Lord.
所以然后你就看在玛丽底下有好多基督徒为主殉道。
So under Queen Mary, many Christians were martyred.
当初在朝廷里面最有力量的统统杀光。
Those who were most influential around the king were all killed.
所以这个 Mary 叫 Bloody Mary, 血腥的玛丽。
So that's why this Queen Mary was called Bloody Mary.
在那底下不知道有多少的基督徒为主殉道。
You don't know how many believers were killed by her.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见。
So now you see, but
如果教会跟世界连在一起的话
，If the church is united with the world,
教会要看世界的脸色的。
The church has to look at whether the world's happy.
如果那个小皇帝小英王起来了，你看他如果是赞成的，结果你看现在有好日子过。
So if the young king grew up, then everybody will listen to him.
到了血腥玛丽的时候，你看大家就受了好多的逼迫。
But coming to Bloody Mary, then many people are persecuted.
苏格兰的 John Knox 就那个时候逃到日内瓦去的。
So John Knox escaped.At that time, from Scotland to Geneva.
所以这些爱主的人通通跑到日内瓦去。
So those who love the Lord fled to Geneva.
他们就得到日内瓦的帮助。
So they were helped by those in Geneva.
然后 John Knox 怎么讲呢？
What did John Knox say?
他说从来没有一个基督的学校是像日内瓦的学校那么好的。
There never has there been a school of Christ as good as the one in Geneva.
所以他如果有一天我回到苏格兰的话。
So one day if I return to Scotland.
我巴不得主给我力量。 要产生的局面就完完全全像日内瓦一样。
So that the Lord may create the situation in Scotland just like a dream.
最明白吗？这个就是在玛丽那个时候的故事。
So this is during the time of Queen Mary.
那么然后呢？等到她死了以后
，After she died，
哎，结果呢？伊丽莎白起来了。
Queen Elizabeth came.
那么伊丽莎白呢？我们说过，就是那个大太太的，就是亨利八世大太太的。
So Henry VIII was the daughter of the main wife of Queen Mary.
她呢，我们知道她呢是比较倾，她的确是倾向改革的。
So she was more pro-reform.
没有问题的。
Without a doubt.
那现在有问题了。
Now there's a problem.
因为她这个缘故，所以所有被逼迫的人就通通回来了。
So all those who were persecuted now return because of her.
那么这些人呢，因为是在改革中，因为是在加尔文帮助底下。
Now because these people were helped by John Calvin.
他们当然是相信长老智慧了。
Of course they believe that the elders are supposed to delegate.
安利甘会 Church of England 是怎么回事呢？
Now what was the situation Church of England?
没有教皇。
There's no pope.
有个最大的主教。
There's the archbishop.
然后其他都是主教。
Everybody are also bishops.
所以呢，这个是 episcopalian， 就是说 episcopal 就是建筑，就是 bishop 的意思。
So the episcopal it means that they are basically bishops.
所以这个教会呢，有一点像天主教，又不像。
So this is kind of like the Roman Catholic system, but also not.
但是呢，它是一个有主教制的教会。
But it's hierarchical according to the archbishop.
这个从日内瓦回来人就看不习惯了。
So those who came back from Geneva couldn't take it.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们觉得这个四不像嘛。
They said this is not much like it.
因为你看见吗？这个根本按照圣经应该长老制才对。
According to the Bible, it should really be the elders delegating.
他们说我们要忍耐。
So we have to be patient.
我们慢慢。慢慢从里面来改革。
But slowly change from inside.
那最叫他们受不了的。
So what they couldn't stand the most.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这个伊丽莎白这个女王啊
，The Queen Elizabeth，
她看见在她的管制范围里面好多是更正教徒。
She saw that under her control, there's so many reformers.
这些回来的
，They returned.
而且他们很有学问
，And they were scholarly.
很爱主
，They loved the Lord.
叫人佩服
，Respect.
但是英国有很多的天主教徒啊。
But England also had many Roman Catholics.
所以从政治角度来看
，So from a political standpoint,
你两边都不能得罪呀。
You cannot offend either side.
所以呢，他就决定走一条路，叫做中间的道路，叫 Via Media.
So she decided to walk the Via Media.
意思就是说，我们走中间道路，既不是更正教的，也不是罗马天主教。
So the middle way, neither pro-Catholic, neither pro-Reform.
你懂的意思吗？就着福音真理来讲。
So from a gospel truth standpoint, justification by faith,
公开的圣经
open Bible,
还有呢，大家都是祭司
and a universal priesthood.
从真理来讲，完全接受
From a truth standpoint, everybody was able to.
如果大家都是祭司，如果在主教制底下很难，大家都是祭司
But universal priesthood under this bishop system is very difficult.
所以他们不是像马丁路德一样三样都恢复的。
So they didn't restore all three.
所以他们恢复的现在是两个半。
So they restored two and a half parts.
圣经真理没有错。
The biblical truth.
一信称义没有错。
Justification by faith.
然后呢，这个大家都是祭司，只做一半。
Universal priesthood was only halfway.
所以这就是整个。英格兰的教会。
So this is the whole Church of England.
这个是指着什么
？What does this refer to?
这个指真理来说的。
This refers to the truth.
但当你敬拜的时候
，But when you worship,
完完全全跟罗马天主教一样的。
It's just like the Roman Catholic Church.
你看那种聚会的时候还有敬拜的程序。
So there is a program on how they meet.
还有一所谓 liturgy 啊，什么从头到尾，你看那一套的，还有 prayer book， 还有所谓祷告布道。祷告公布
liturgy as well as a prayer book.
你要祷告的时候，你要有一本书，你要好好祷告的。
If you pray, you have to read a book.
所以一切都是有很大的程序的。
There's many much order in that meeting.
然后呢，这个圣职人员、主教的做主教的，他们或者他们在那里握柄的，他们一定要穿上衣服。
So those who were there delegating the meeting, they all have to wear robes.
那些衣服呢，还是跟天主教一样。
Those robes are just like the Catholic.
不，当然现在圣职员可以结婚的。
But now the bishops or the priests they could marry.
所以你看，表面上呢，的的确确他们是更正教的。
So outwardly speaking, they were from the Reformed.
为什么呢？
Why?
很明显的，他们在真理上，他们不再像迷信啊，也没有偶像这些东西，没有了。
As a matter of truth, they no longer were worshiping idols.
但是你内住那些不懂事的那些罗马天主教徒来说，
But for those that did not understand, for the Catholics,
他们反正也搞不清楚的。
They weren't very clear.
他们来到礼拜堂，跟他们从前望弥撒差不了太远的。
So when they came to the church building, it was just like the coming to the mass.
所以你想啊，等到那些清教徒，等到那些人从日内瓦回来的时候，
So after those that returned from Geneva,
他们当然受不了了。
They couldn't stand it.
他们说这个日子我们怎么过下去呢？
How can we continue?
他们觉得为了主的缘故。
So for the Lord's sake.
他们希望教会能够清洁化。
They want to purify the church.
所以这些人
so these people,
从日内瓦回来的
those who returned from Geneva,
他们都受了加尔文教育的
so they were educated by Calvin.
所以这些人称他们做自己叫的清教徒
so these people call themselves Puritans.
我们后来因为清教徒也不喝酒不那个所以我们以为是清教徒就是这样的一个人
so we thought later that we hear Puritans they don't drink, they don't do this.
清教徒严格来讲，个个都是改革家。
Puritans means that all of them are reformers.
他们都要改革教会。
They want to reform the church.
结果他们说我们忍耐。
Say we're patient.
我们忍耐。
We're patient.
我们再忍耐。
Further patient.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们忍耐了几乎快一百年，几乎快我若记得不错，几乎是快一百年。
So they were patient almost for 100 years.
大概是没有一百，大概有60年的样子。
Maybe 60 years.
等到60年以后，慢慢他看见曙光了。
60 years, they saw the light.
慢慢的，他们把，因为是他们的教导嘛。
Because this is their teaching.
所以他们就把这个清教徒的人慢慢就送到国会里面去。
So these Puritans then they were sent into Congress.
他们有上议会，有下议会嘛。
So they had the Senate and the House.
然后慢慢最后的，你知道说慢慢他们就变成大多数了。
So now they.Started becoming the overwhelming majority.
一直到今天，你看这个改革中的思想还是这个思想。
Even until today, the reformers think this way.
这一代基督徒想跟政治连在，还是对政治有盼望，那个思想从来就从这里来的。
So today, Christians still have a hope in politics. Where did they come from? From the reformers.
这个实验在英国已经做过了。
So this experiment was done in England.
清教徒什么意思呢？
What does Puritans mean?
就是要把英国带到完全合乎圣经。
They want to bring England to be completely
他们要
under the Bible.
他们要不是改革。罗马天主教，他们是要改革安理干会。
So they were not trying to change Catholicism, but the Church of England.
把所有天主教徒把它去掉。
To get rid of the Roman Catholic.
然后最后呢，最好把它带成变成长老会制就好了。
And to become
长老制就好了。
The Presbyterian system.
所以弟兄姊妹，
the brothers and sisters,
这叫什么？
What does this mean?
这就是因为他们不满意伊丽莎白做王的时候产生所决定中间的路线。
So they were not happy with the middle way that Queen Elizabeth had established.
中间路线什么意思呢？
What does it mean middle way?
一半是改革的，
half is reform,
一半还是原来的，
half is Catholic.
清教徒说不行。
Puritan said no.
我们全部都是要改革的。
We want everything to be reformed.
现在明白吗？
Now you understand?
但现在问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
你要碰到你我皇帝对王君王英王对才行啊。
You have to meet the right king.
好了，结果终于等到伊丽莎白过去了。
So now Queen Elizabeth died.
好了，下面来一个皇帝就是 King James.
Next king was the King James.
这个名字叫雅各王。
That's King James.
那不要忘记，这个人呢是所有英国皇帝里面最会最有学问的一个人。
So this is the most scholarly of all the kings in England.
就在那个时候，英国的他的文学可以说到了最高。
At that time, England's scholarship had reached its highest point.
莎士比亚就是那个时候的。
Shakespeare was
他的朋友。
Shakespeare was a friend of King James.
那个时候呢，这个 King James 他不光是英国的皇帝，结果也是苏格兰的王。
So King James not became just the king of England, but also Scotland.
也是爱尔兰的嘛。
Also the king of Ireland.
你看见吗？这个英伦三岛等于完全都他管的。
So all these three were controlled by him.
所以现在呢，这个清教徒又高兴起来了。
So now the Puritans are happy.
我们好好的希望跟他好好谈谈。
So let us discuss with him.
结果没有想到啊。
Didn't imagine.
这个 King James 觉得他妈妈是对的。
This King James thought his mom was right.
不是，对不起，他不是妈妈了，他没有儿子的，所以他就是。 这个伊丽莎白是对的。
Now he felt that Queen Elizabeth was right.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他采取中间的路线。
Because she took the middle way.
所以他还是要采取中间路线。
So he still wanted to take the middle way.
不过呢，他要安慰这些新教徒。
But he wanted to comfort the Puritans.
下一个命令。
He had a command.
好好的翻译圣经。
Now translate the Bible.
那你说他们不是把圣经翻过英文吗？
But didn't they translate the Bible into English?
他们在内瓦那些逃难的人不就在那里翻译英文吗？
Didn't the Geneva translate the Bible into English?
那个圣经叫做日内瓦圣经。
That was called the Geneva Bible.
完全根据加尔文的。
It's completely according to Calvin.
里面的翻译完全是改革的味道。
So in it you have the whole taste of reform.
那么现在你不能用它呀。
But you cannot use him.
因为整个的英国国家教会是一半改革一半天主教嘛。
Because all the Anglican church is half reform, half Catholic.
所以日内瓦圣经不能读的嘛。
You couldn't read the Geneva Bible.
所以清教徒一定要把日内瓦圣经带回来。
So the Puritans wanted to bring back the Geneva Bible.
所以呢 King James 说这样好了。
So King James said that.
我找一些专家嘛。
I'll find some experts.
重新把圣经翻一下。
Retranslate the Bible.
我们走中间路线。
Let's walk the middle way.
所以钦定美圣经就是代表说英国国家要走中间路线。
So the King James Bible version is that when we take the middle way,
结果没有想到。
Didn't imagine.
那是翻译最好的一本书。
It was actually the best translation.
就文学各方面来讲没有话讲。
From a scholarship standpoint, it's the best.
甚至有人告诉我们说。
So some people say,
这个莎士比亚可能在这里面有份。
Shakespeare probably even had a part.
所以你要读英文圣经的话，最好还是要读 King James.
So if you study the English Bible, it's probably the best to study.
你不要讲原文到底准不准确。
Don't say whether it's accurate.
但是就是说英文的这个造就来说。
But according to the English,
你要
dictionary,
你要把英文学好的话。
If you want to learn English.
你虽然 di dao dai 很拗口，但是那个音好好学的才对。
Di dao dai is hard to pronounce, but it's the best.
那为什么你知道吗
？Why?
因为他们说。他们说就 King James 好像活了46岁，我忘记，反正跟46有关系。
King James lived like 46 years.
所以诗篇46篇呢
？So Psalm 46.
你若从前面开始算第46个字
，If you count the 46th word in Psalm 46,
是 shakes.
It's shake.
你说后面倒数过来46个字是 spear.
So if you count backwards from the last word, 46 is sheer.
所以他们 Shakespeare 就把他名字藏在那里。
So Shakespeare hid his word in the Psalm 46.
NIV 不灵的，你 NIV 是看不出来的。
NIV you can't do it.
你一定要看 King James.
You have to look at King James.
你回去算算看。
You can count.
一点都没有错的。
It's true.
所以你就知道说。
So you know that.
King James 翻译了 King James 钦定本的圣经。
So King James translated the King James Bible.
所以这什么意思？
What does this mean?
告诉你说，英国国家教会要走中间的路。
So that means that the Anglican Church wants to take the middle way.
但是非常惊险，你知道吗？
But it's very.
王死了，你不知道下面一个王是怎么回
事。One king dies and you don't know what the next king is.
有 King James, 有 James 1, 但有 James 2 了。
There's King James 1 and King James 2.
所以有 King James 1, 但后来那个 King James 2.
Then King James 1 and King James 2.
King James 2 啊，他醉心于罗马天主教。
So King James 2, he was obsessed with the Roman Catholic.
现在眼看着他就要把整个又搬回到天主教去了。
He was going to move everything back to Roman Catholic.
所以那个时候需要救兵啊。
So they needed saviors.
那个救兵从哪里来的呢？
Where did these soldiers?
结果呢，救兵从荷兰来。
Salvation came from Holland.
结果我们知道那个英王呢，这个荷兰的王就变成英国的王。
So the king of Holland became the king of England.
那个英王的太太
，the king of England's
wife, 就是 King James II 的女儿
，is King James the second's daughter.
结果呢，就把爸爸就赶走了。
So she cast out her father.
如果不这样做的话，那么英国国家上老早变成天主教的了。
So because if she didn't do this, then in the end the Anglican Church became Catholic Church.
直到第十七世纪末了。
Even until the end of the 17th
century. 差不多150年，四十几年的。
About 140 odd years.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？英国国家要走是中间的路线。
Anglican Church wanted to take the middle way.
然后最后几乎要变成罗马天主教。
Almost became the Roman Catholic Church.
后来我们知道说，英国有整个政治局面这样改变的缘故。
Because there was a whole big political situation.
从此以后。
From that point on.
那么这个，所以这个所以一共差不多100年。
So after about 100 years.
那最后怎么样呢？
What happened in the end?
最后一个完全的自由。
There was complete freedom.
本来你 你如果不是英国国家教会的话
，Before if you were not part of the Anglican Church，
你是属于异者 dissenters，
you were dissenter，
你是 nonconformist， 你是怎么样都不肯屈服的一般
nonconformist，
那么你还是可以做基督徒
，you can be a Christian，
你还可以留下来
，you could remain，
但你不能读牛津大学
，so you can't study in Oxford University，
你很好的学校，你很好的地位你没有的
，you didn't have the best position，
所以弟兄姊妹
，so brothers and sisters，
这个就是后来的故事了
，this is the story of later，
所以现在大家明白。
So now you understand.
这个就是英国 Church of England 整个的情
形。So this is the Church of England situation.
那么后来到了19世纪的时候
，19th century，
在 Queen Victoria 底下
，under Queen Victoria，
你看的的确英国征服了全世界。
Now England conquered the whole world.
四分之一的版图都是他的。
A quarter of the world's land belongs to England.
全世界四分之一的人口都是在不列颠帝国管辖底下。
A quarter of the world's population was under Great Britain.
英国跟中国的历史，我想我们都知道。
I think you know the story of England and China.
好了，现在什么时候英国舰队开到哪里？
Wherever the naval ships of England,
那些传教士就到哪里
？Those missionaries went as well.
然后圣公会就到哪里
？And then the Methodist Church went there too.
不是 Methodist， 圣公。
Anglican Church.
那么在英国叫做 Church of England.
In England, it's called Church of England.
叫 Anglican Church.
Anglican Church.
你到了中国就不行了。
In China, it was no longer called the
圣公会。
It's called the Episcopalian Church.
巴西也这样。
In Brazil,
到处也这样。
Everywhere is.
所以英国统治了全世界。
So the England conquered the whole world.
结果到处都是圣公会。
The Episcopalian Church is all over the place.
所以明白吗？
So you understand?
这是圣公会的来源。
This is the origin of the Episcopalian Church.
这就是为什么有路德会，有长老会。改革中
so you have the Lutheran Church, the Reform, the Anglican
Church. 现在呢，又有了英国国家教会。
So now you have the State Church of England.
它的影响是全世界。
Its influence is global.
现在全世界164个国家都有圣公会。
In 164 countries in the world, you have the Episcopalian Church.
弟兄姊妹，一面来说
，On the one hand,
改革的没有错。
It's reformist.
不知道有多少的血。
There's so much blood.
圣徒的血流了。
Saints of the blood.
慢慢的，你知道说英国国是安利干会终于走到了中间的路线。
Slowly, the Anglican Church walks towards the middle.
所以你不能说它是天主教。
You can't say it's Catholic Church.
你也不能说它是更正教。
You can't say it's Reformist.
就是神学福音真理来说
，theologically speaking,
是更正教的。
It is Reformist.
但是就说整个的仪式来说
，but in terms of their methods or their profession,
又是罗马天主教的。
Roman Catholic.
所以我称它做半路良亭。
It's like the halfway resting.
两边都不到家的。
You cannot go any each.
也不是天主教。
It's not Catholic.
也不是更正教。
It's not the Reformed Church.
是中间的。
It's right in the middle.
两边都够不到。
You cannot reach the.
两边都不全。
It's not complete either way.
你看见吗？这个就是安利干会。
This is the Anglican Church.
所以每次你想到安利干会的时候
，When you think about Anglican Church,
你就知道说来源当初的故事是这样的故事。
So now you know its origin.
那么到了十九世纪的时候
，In the 19th century,
有一个很大的转弯。
There was a big turn.
我们不是有首诗歌吗
？Don't we have a hymn?
就是啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦，引我柔爱之光。
This hymn.
这首诗歌呢，是有一个人叫 Newman 写的。
So this is written by an author Newman.
他是牛津大学的教授。
He was a professor of Oxford.
牛津大学好几个教授。
Oxford has many.
他们不满意圣公会的。
They were not satisfied with the Anglican Church.
所以他们发起一个运动。
So they started a movement.
他们希望能够回到当初。
So they wanted to return to the beginning.
教会荣耀的光景。
The glorious condition of the
church. 所以他们去读了很做了很多研究的功夫。
So they did many research studies.
然后发现说原来在早期的教会有教会很多的丰富。
They discovered the many riches in church history.
那弟兄姊妹，这个丰富其实不是罗马教的，不是教会历史里面的丰富。
These riches were did not belong to the Roman Catholic Church, but to church history.
所以这个意思，这个运动就是希望能回到能够教这个整个英国国家。教会不光是外壳子里面要属灵的内容
，so they wanted not just to have an outward appearance of the Anglican Church, but also the content.
起头一切都是好的。
So in the beginning, everything was good.
实在蒙主的祝福。
It was blessed by the Lord.
但是慢慢就走样了。
But slowly it went the wrong way.
尤其是 Newman，
especially Newman，
他干脆就回到天主教去。
He returned completely to Roman Catholicism.
他说根据他研究的，我们应该回到天主教。
He said, according to my research, we have to return to Roman Catholicism.
应该回到母亲的怀抱里面去。
Return to the bosom of the mother.
但牛津运动呢，没有都跟他。
But not everybody in Oxford followed him.
还有一个主教。
There's another bishop.
还有一个不是不是还有一个教授。
Another professor.
普赛教授。
Called
Posey. 那这个教授呢很有名的。
So he was very famous.
他圣经读得很好。
He studied the Bible well.
他的影响就很大。
His influence was great.
他拒绝回到天主教。
He rejected the thought of returning to the Roman Catholic Church.
思想已经在那里面了。
But the thought was already there.
所以慢慢到了十九世纪以后。
In the 19th century.
整个的安利甘会就变成三个了。
Anglican Church became three.
什么意思呢
？What did it mean?
就是有的没有回到天主教，但是整个的仪式是更天主教了。
Some did not return to Catholicism, but their all the ceremonies were like the Catholic.
所以这个叫 Catholic Wing， 就是整个安利公会里面现在是非常倾向天主教。
So in the Anglican Church, this is called the Catholic Wing.
今天你去看很多天主教，很多安利甘会。
So many Episcopalians today.
你一进去，你根本搞不清楚到底这是罗马天主教呢，还是安利甘会。
If you go in, you cannot tell if it's Roman Catholic Church or whether it's Episcopalian.
到了十九世纪的时候。
In the 19th century.
还有一个叫 High Church。
There's another place called High Church.
High Church 什么意思呢
？What did it mean?
他们都是很有地位的人。
So they all had positions.
他们很有学问。
They're all scholarly.
他们不相信圣经都是神的话。
They didn't believe that all the Word of God was the Word of God.
变得新派。
Now they became liberal.
这叫 High Church.
This is called High Church.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
有一帮人不肯离开圣。
There's some people
不肯离开圣公会。
They didn't want to leave the Anglican Church.
像 George Whitfield 就是。
Just like George Whitfield.
像 John Newton 就是。
John Newton was this way.
这些人呢没有离开天主教
see,
没有离开安理干会
didn't leave the Episcopalian
Bishop Moore 也是这样
Bishop Moore was like that
那这些人做什么呢
What did these people do?
这些人就属于 low church of Anglican
they were part of the low church of the Anglican
他们仍旧维持纯洁的信仰
they kept the pure faith
所以一直到今天还是如此
even until today
你记不记得有一个人名叫做有比方说就比方说 Scott 我们知道斯图德
There's a brother named Scott
那么还有呢比方说好几个很有名的你不要忘记他们都是圣公会的人
They were all part of the Anglican Church
很有学问
They were very scholarly
但他们是福音派的
But they are evangelical
他们既不是天主教的
They're not Catholic
也不是这个 High Church
They're part of the High Church
他们属于 Low Church
They're part of the Low Church
所以不要忘记了
Don't forget
我们讲到圣公会的时候
When you speak about the Episcopalian Church, no matter where you go, it's always this way.
尤其在非洲
especially in Africa,
很多都是 evangelical.
Many of them are evangelical.
当他们赞成同性恋的时候
when they agreed on homosexuality,
或者他有女圣职人员的时候
or where they felt that he could have a female bishop,
你看见他们在非洲的就非常的刚强
and then in Africa they rejected it.
所以这个就是安利甘会今天的
So this is the condition of the Episcopalian Church.
所以弟兄姊妹现在我们清楚了。
So brothers, now we're clear.
就在马丁路德的同时。
During the time of Martin Luther.
就在加尔文的同时。
Time of Calvin.
我们叫英国国家教会就诞生了。
So the Anglican Church was born.
一开始从肉体开始。
It started from the flesh.
幸好有属灵的人。
But there are some spiritual men.
在教会里面把它清洁化。
In the church, purify them.
就纪念他们。
The Lord remembers.
虽然头开得不好。
Even though the start was bad.
到今天。
Today,
我们要看见说里面有些爱主的弟兄。
We can see that there are those that love the Lord.
给了我们许多的帮助。
Help us greatly.
Bishop Moore 就是、啊。
Bishop Moore was this way.
我们的开西聚会，他就是很帮助很大的。
So in the Keswick Convention, he was one of the ones that helped much.
那么他前面有一个主教叫什么呢？有一个主教的名字叫做这个 Westcott。
So there was another bishop called Westcott.
他是最会读约翰福音的。
He knew how to study the Gospel of John.
他的约翰福音是最好的一本。
His Gospel of John is the best.
在前面还有一个是。更大的会读圣经叫做 Lightfoot
There's another even greater one called Lightfoot
他把保罗书信读得最好的
He was the best in the epistles of Paul
尤其保罗监狱的书信
Especially the prison book
像哥罗西书了
so,
像
哥罗西
书了
Philippians
没有人能赶得上
No one can reach him
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你看见吗这些今天我们属灵的财产
Now the spiritual inheritance we have
是谁给我们的
Who gave it to us
是安利甘会的人给我们的
The Anglican Church gave it to us
不要忘记
But don't forget
不是这个罗马教的那一个支
It's not the Catholic wing
也不是 High Church
It's not the High Church
那是 Low Church
It's the Low Church
所以这是今天的情形
So this is the condition today
当教会分成这个样子的时候
When the church is put
我们要知道说神还为他自己的名保守了一些七千人是没有向巴黎去
We know that the Lord has preserved 7,000 that have not bowed to Baal
好了那么
简单的来说
so simply speaking,
我们姑且把英国国家教也算是从马丁路德那个流一直下来
so let's consider that the Anglican Church also is one of the tributaries of the
应该按理来应该是这样下来
的 Martin Luther work
是不完全的
it's not complete
那结果呢我们要问
But then we want to ask,
马丁路德完全吗?
Is Martin Luther
complete? 路德会完全吗?
Is Lutheran Church complete?
如果路德会完全的话,
Is the Lutheran Church complete?
我们知道神就不会兴起另外一般的圣灵。
Then the Lord will not raise other overcomers.
那么好了,现在我们要问说改革宗完全吗?
Are the Reformed Church complete?
如果改革宗完全的话,
If the Reformed Church
is
complete,
神就不会另外兴起一般白衣人与他同时。
Then the Lord will not raise others for a white garment.
英国国家教育完全吗?
Is the Anglican Church complete?
当然不完全。
No, it's not.
所以甚至另外一大帮人来帮助他完全。
The Lord raised up other ones to help it be completed.
现在我们来看这些白衣人是谁。
So who are these in white garments?
我们看见见证人是谁。
Who are the testimonies?
他们怎样拒绝这些污
染。Who rejected these pollutions?
所以最早的时候。
So the earliest time.
现在我们特别讲的马丁路德。
Right, Martin Luther.
特别讲到加尔文他们。
During time of Calvin.
弟兄姊妹。在主的眼光来看
in the eyes of the Lord,
他们的行为没有一样是完全
none of their deeds were complete before God
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
圣灵就兴起一般的圣灵
and the Holy Spirit raised overcomers
这个时候圣者有两般
these overcomers has two parts
一般就是所谓的崇敬
one part are the Puritans
Anabaptists 这个崇敬派的弟兄们
Now the Anabaptists
普通我们以为说他们主张要受浸这个没有错
Strictly speaking we often think that they just want to talk about baptism
重点不在哪里
But the focus is not there
圣灵告诉我们只有你相信了才可以受浸
The focus is that you can only be baptized after you believe
如果相信就可以受浸的话
If you believe and you can be baptized
那教会只包括那些蒙恩的救
Then the church would only include those who are born again
但是因为在路德会里面
But in the Lutheran Church,
在改革宗里面
in the Reformed Church,
婴孩都可以受浸
the infants could be baptized
还没有得救
he hasn't been saved
结果呢也是教会里面的
they're also part of the church
所以你看见吗
you see that?
结果教会包括得救的没有得救的
but then the church includes those that are saved and those that aren't saved
没有得救属于世界的
those that are not saved belong to the world
所以现在明白吗
so now you understand
教会怎么让世界跑进来
how can you let the world into the church
你看见吗
you see that?
过去很清楚的
in the past it was clear
罗马天主教
The Roman Catholic Church
和世界结婚
And marry the world
把世界就带到教会里面来
Brought the world into the church
一叫 pagan 就带到教会里面来
Brought pagans into the world
所以教会就堕落了
So that the church fell
现在马丁路德是不是做得更好呢
Did Martin Luther do better?
你看见没有
You say no
你看见说这个你看见路德会还是个国家的教会
So the Lutheran Church was still a state church
还是被世界瓜分
Also divided by the world
那么加尔文他们是不是好一点呢
Are the Calvinists better?
他们刚好换一个方向
They did a different direction
他们不是教会世界化了他们现在是世界教会化了
It's not that the church became secularized but was that the world became
结果跟世界还是连在一起
So we're still married to the world
所以你明白吗
Do you see that?
他们表面上是要受浸
Outwardly speaking they said they want to be baptized
其实他们是关心的
But what they were concerned about
今天主要恢复的教会
What the Lord wants to reform
只有蒙恩
得
救的人才是教会
Only those that are born again part of the church
他们才是基督的身体
They are the body of Christ
今天路德会比这个大一点
Lutheran is a little bigger
改革宗也比这个大一点
The church is a little bigger than this
你明白吗
See that?
所以他们觉得要回到圣经
They have to return to the Bible
只有蒙恩得救的人
Only those who are saved
他们才是基督的身体
They are the body of Christ
所以明白吗
So you understand that?
他们不光是做他们不是他们注意的不是 Reformation
So what they focus upon is not the Reformation
他们注意是 restitution 或者 restoration 还原运动
so their focus is on restoration
他们要回到第一个世纪
they want to return to the first century
他们要回到基督的身体
they want to return to the body of Christ
你明白吧
you understand that
是非常清楚的
that's very clear
他们觉得马丁路德做得不够
they felt that Martin Luther didn't do enough
加尔文做得不够
Calvin didn't do enough
他们如果这样教会是没有路的
they felt this way the church has no way
那证明他们是对的
so they proved they were right
为什么呢
why
结果整个欧洲分裂
then the whole Europe was divided
欧洲流血了
there was bloodshed
为什么呢
why
就是因为教会跟世界结婚的结果
because the world married the church
不管怎么样
no matter what
世界一定要打你的
the world is going to strike you
结果我们知道说结果果然皇帝就来攻击德国了
so that's why the Pope attacked Germany.
不是皇帝皇帝。
The emperor attacked Germany.
那最后怎么样呢
？What did he do in the
end? 最后我们知道是就是1555年的和平协定。
So in 1555 there's a peace treaty.
结果你看世界就瓜分了，是吧
？Then the world divided the church.
你只要有这块土地
，You have this territory.
你相信什么，大家就跟着你相信。
Whatever you believe, this is what it will be.
这个是政治的手腕。
This is the power of politics.
这个最多就是叫现在路德会能在德国能站得住脚就得了。
This is just so that Lutheran Church can have a place in Germany.
你站得住脚吗
？Can you really stand?
不会的。
No.
现在问题就是
the problem is this.
和平协定是君子协定。
Now the peace treaty is the treaty of gentlemen.
大家君子就没有事了。
If everybody's gentlemen, that's fine.
结果你不这样做。
But if you don't do this,
他也不这样做。
If he doesn't do it,
就一定打起来。
Then you'll fight again.
那么在德国是不是这样呢
？Is it in Germany?
德国是这样子的。
Germany was this.
你明白吗
？You understand that?
最后怎么办呢
？What happened in the end?
又很清楚的。
Very clear.
这个皇帝，这个。罗马天主教跟皇帝是连在一起的。
So the Roman Catholic Church was connected to the emperor, the king.
那个时候皇帝是哪里的呢
？Who was the king?
那个皇帝是住在维也纳。
The king lived in Vienna.
因为那个时候整个的罗马皇帝是欧洲势力最大的是一个家族。
So at that time, Europe was most influenced by one family.
这个家族叫哈布斯堡家族。
It was Habsburg.Habsburg family.
他们是从瑞士来的。
They came from Switzerland.
从一个 castle 那里过来的。
They came from a castle there.
越来越有力量，越来越厉害。
More and more powerful.
他们起头是在维也纳。
In the beginning, they were in Vienna.
他们有一个办法很厉害的。
So they had a very strong.
他们统治整个的欧洲。
For them to conquer all of Europe.
他们整个统治整个的帝国。
All of the empire.
不必用枪，不必用。
They don't need guns.
他们有很简单的办法。
They had a simple way.
结果呢，这个皇帝就娶了